I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The cold air has just whacked us in the face again.
I'm sick of this.
So I'm ready for it to be. I'm that guy, as I've gotten older, and I'm 41. I'll be 42 in December. I'm that guy who has now resigned myself to the fact that it could be 106 with 93% humidity. I'll never complain. I've over the past couple years, I'm to the point where I never complain about the heat in the summer anymore.
No such thing as too hot.
I'm there. I am there. I've made that a point over the past couple years.
I'll never complain about it again, because then we get days like this in the middle of March.
I've started to really hate winter. I've evolved into summer guy. It doesn't matter how hot it is. You'll find me out doing stuff. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
And days like this are like, just get here with the summer. Anyway, follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorty Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and North Hills. We get a lot of texts at 412-928-9370. Jason from Washington. He's a guy who texts us quite a bit. Really, really good listener. Listens all the time. Texts us with a bunch of insights. He says, the basketball tournament in town is so unpopular. He works for a local uniform rental company, and he had 4 tickets for Thursday and Saturday session, and he wasn't able to give, in all caps, give them away to any of his customers. Wow. It seems like no one is interested in it. Now, I don't know. I think I know some people who would take the tickets, yeah, for sure. But that being said, I do think there's definitely some truth in what Jason's texting us here. For me, sitting at home and watching the tournament on Thursday and Friday, I think are two of the best days, if not the best days, in all of sports. No question at all. But I wonder, how much juice has it lost because there's no Pitt, there's no Duquesne, there's no Robert Morris. There is West Virginia, albeit they play in San Diego. How much juice has it lost because Pitt had no chance? You fell off kind of watching college basketball all season, really.
I think it would have lost. It's lost a ton, but I think when you look at the teams that are coming, look at the matchups, look at all the different things that are coming to town. Okay, Duke's coming to town. Mm-hmm. I understand Duke is, you either love them or you hate them. Okay, fine, that's Duke. Rhode Island against Oklahoma, so you got arguably the best scorer in college basketball going up against the guy who people have talked about as they want Pitt to go after as their next head coach. You've got Villanova, who's been at the top all year. And then Virginia Tech, Alabama, to be honest, you don't know a lot about them. But it's an 8-9 game, so it should be entertaining. I mean, there's 4 games right there on day one that if you're a basketball fan, that should have you, if you're able to go, that should have you down to PPG getting tickets.
I agree. I do think, though, in watching, like, from my – what I do is I watch in my living room, or I put it on, and this is well-publicized if you listen to our show. I have the greatest thing I've ever done is we're moving. We're building a different house in Hampton, mm-hmm, coming up, and it should be done in, like, when school goes back. And I'm going to do the same thing in this new house, is put a TV in the kitchen.
Yeah.
That is the biggest thing I've ever done. I had it at my old house. I have it in this house. I'm going to have it in the new house. A TV right under the countertop.
Yeah.
And it's not big, but what it does, it becomes elevator music.
Mm-hmm.
And I can always check on it. Coming up in about a month, I'll have on the MLB Network. As soon as I get home from work all day, it'll be on.
Right.
In the wintertime, NFL Network. I get to see Aditi. I get to see everybody I like to see all day on there. It's wonderful. Coming up, starting Thursday, or even actually tonight, I'll flick it on, and it'll just have the NCAA tournament on. I'll have TBS. It'll have USA, whatever it's on. It'll have that on. Then the big TV will have another game on. But I'll just always be able to check on it. That's where I am with the NCAA tournament. The television will be that little television in the kitchen will be steadily on to check. And I'll have the remote and be flicking around some. My interest level remains, and it will always be there. And part of it is the bracket poll that brings me in. I follow my brackets. But I wonder if it's down a little around here because of Pitt and Robert Morris and Duquesne.
Yeah, because there's no one team, unless you're a West Virginia fan,
mm-hmm,
there's no one team that you're latched onto. There's not even a team that you hate that you're going to, I mean, okay, a lot of Pitt fans will say they'd love to see Syracuse lose.
But everybody hates Syracuse except the people who went there.
Good call. I mean, and you know, there's not a lot of, if there's no love, as in your team is in it, or hate, as in your biggest rival is in it, then what are you rooting for? I mean, you want to see good games, yeah. You want to see some buzzer beaters, but like you said, it becomes elevator music. It's just sitting there in the background.
Yeah, I just, for me, the interest level isn't up or it's down. It's the same, and Thursday and Friday for me is bonkers. I love it. It's not like it was when I was, you know, in college, or it's not like it was like when I was like a junior or senior in high school where we would knock off school if we didn't have a baseball game that day, or and we would go and just kind of, man, we would do it up. And
unfortunately, responsibilities get in the way of that kind of stuff now.
But it is, for me, it's exciting, and you know why? There's no other spectacle in sport because of just logistically how it is and how it's scheduled, where you have the potential to have that much excitement squeezed into that small a span of time.
Do you think there's anything to the fact that when they went to the system of putting all the games on, where you could watch any game on any channel at any time, as opposed to back in the day when you got, it was all on CBS.
And they'd have to cut in.
And they'd have to cut in and out. There was something about that, that everybody was watching the same thing, and that you'd only go to the games when it was at its biggest moment, it felt like. That you lose some of that, because I might be watching, you know, Arkansas and Butler on one channel, and I completely miss the ending of Texas Tech, Stephen F. Austin, or whatever it is, on another channel. I don't even know what's happening.
Right. Now, and now you can watch the duration. You watch the full go of every game. I think there is some truth to that. There really is. Because you'd be waiting for them to cut in. You'd be watching the score on the bottom, be like, wow, they better cut in this Bryce Drew game. And see what happens.
And they'll still do it. They'll go to it. Or they'll show you the highlight after the fact. But you don't see it. Nobody sees it at the same time all across the country.
And you hear the country pretty much simultaneously. Oh!
Exactly.
Oh! Oh! And then, oh, wait a minute. We got to go to the monitors and check and see if it was good.
Everybody hold
on.
The
ref has to put on earphones to see if it was jubilation counts or not.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.